Apple's accidental camera reveal, and Harvard's $699 AI professors. Apple appears to have leaked its own upcoming AirPods camera product through a code merge error, a self-inflicted disclosure in which a video demonstrating what appears to be a camera integrated into AirPods was inadvertently pushed to a public-facing repository before anyone caught it. The leak is particularly notable because Apple's product secrecy is among the most rigorously maintained in consumer electronics. An internally generated software leak is categorically more embarrassing than the supply chain or regulatory filing leaks that more commonly surface Apple's unreleased hardware. The product itself raises questions that go beyond the technical. AirPods are worn for hours daily by millions of people, and a camera sensor embedded in that form factor would be essentially invisible to anyone nearby. A fundamentally different privacy dynamic than Google Glass, whose conspicuous appearance made it socially radioactive. Apple has staked significant marketing capital on its privacy positioning, which means any AirPods camera will need to be accompanied by genuinely robust privacy architecture rather than privacy-adjacent marketing language. Harvard's launch of a $699 bootcamp taught by AI systems trained to replicate specific professors' teaching styles and knowledge operates in a different register, but signals something significant about where credentialed education is heading. The economic logic is straightforward. A human professor can instruct perhaps 200 students per semester. An effective AI clone of that professor, once developed, can teach 200,000 at marginal cost approaching zero. The revenue potential is considerable. The harder questions are institutional. If a Harvard professor's AI equivalent can deliver course content for $699, what precisely is full tuition purchasing, credentialing, social network, intellectual community? Those things have real value, but this product makes their value more explicit and more contestable than it has ever been. If Harvard can commercialize its faculty this way, so can any institution with recognizable scholars, raising the prospect of either a democratization of elite-level instruction or a new commodified educational tier sitting beneath the fully credentialed experience, or, plausibly, both simultaneously.